Ann Arbor Public Schools' initial budget proposal called for eliminating all 10 reading intervention teaching positions at an estimated savings of about $1 million. The school board has since reduced this proposal to only cutting 5 of the reading intervention positions because the program is credited with effectively closing the achievement gap and helping young students catch up quickly. School Board President Deb Mexicott says the reading intervention program remains a priority for the board, but cuts need to be made somewhere in the budget.
If I judge the board correctly, to restore more if we can. We understand the critical role that intervention plays in the early years in reading. We also are faced with a lot of difficult choices this year, and we're just trying to balance as best we can to, again, preserve as much of a program or a service as we can rather than eliminating it.
In public forums, the reading intervention program was frequently highlighted as a valuable program, and teachers say they've seen a big change in students that participate in it. Michelle Seals is a kindergarten teacher at Burns Park Elementary. Seals says maintaining the full program is important because students get the maximum benefit when the reading intervention program is done in collaboration with their regular teacher.
If the RI teacher is not in the building with us and team teaching with the classroom teacher, it's a disconnect for what we can give as services. The reading intervention teacher does her programming as well as the regular ed teacher does programming for that same child, but it's done in union together, and there is a collaboration that is so much more effective than if it had been differently.
Seal says reading is instrumental in so many other subjects that many of the other great programs in the district would be hurt if students who start out behind on reading can't catch up to their peers. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.